proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. Today we begin a series on Psalms 120 through 134, known as the Psalms of Ascent. These comprise a special book toward the end of Psalms. Some commentators believe that Jewish worshippers sang these songs as they walked to Jerusalem, when they celebrated the early Passover, Shavuoth, and Sukkoth feasts. One passage in Psalm 122 seems to confirm this interpretation. Quote, "Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord." Unquote. Other people have proposed different theories. Some posits that the Levites chanted Psalms 120 through 134 as they ascended the steps of the temple to perform their ministrations there. The Mishnah, a Jewish commentary on the Mosaic Law, the Mishnah made the same connection. Each of these songs of ascent had the same Hebrew title, Shir HaMa'aloth, a designation which literally meant Song of Ascents. The concept of ascent can refer to climbing a gradient which people had to do to get to their destination in Jerusalem. However, the word ascent could also have a metaphorical application, alluding to the uplifting sentiments contained in these psalms. Psalms 120 through Psalm 134 praise God, thereby elevating and exalting him. Another possible interpretation of the phrase Psalms of Ascent dealt with the way people sung these songs. The term translated ascent might function as a musical annotation, indicating that those who chanted these 14-15 psalms began with a low-pitched tone, and their voice steadily transitioned to singing in a higher-pitched tone. These psalms of ascent have a number of different composers. David penned the words to Psalm 122, Psalm 124, Psalm 131, and Psalm 133. Solomon wrote Psalm 127, according to the title of that chapter. Contemporary Jews still employ these psalms on special occasions. Jewish people might recite Psalm 126 after the Sabbath meal and during other festive occasions. Some Jews put copies of Psalm 121 in hospital delivery rooms as a means of petitioning God to ease the suffering experienced by women in childbirth. These psalms of ascent can serve as analogies to the Christian life. Jews had to exert themselves physically to arrive at a place where they could worship God, literally by climbing up to where the Jerusalem city was located. Figuratively speaking, believers in Jesus Christ must prepare themselves spiritually in order to approach God. The Jewish people had their mountaintop experiences with God when they ascended to Jerusalem, where the temple was located. Christians likewise need to have their mountaintop experiences with God. Christians come to God to commune with him, not just several times a year, but Christians have the privilege continually, as Paul writes in Romans chapter 5, that we have peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. When Christians recite the Psalms of Ascent, Psalms 120 through 134, these songs can remind them about God and his goodness, about what God has done and about who God is. This can lead Christians to reverence God even more, to worship him even more fervently, and to obey him even more heartily. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.